President Trump tweets he has Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe's assurance that when the National Defense Authorization Act reaches his desk, it will not include a provision to remove Confederate leaders' names from military installations. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims most Americans agree with Trump. Bases should not be renamed.
Because the bases are not known for the generals they're named after. The bases are known for the heroes within it, the great Americans, black, white, Hispanic, of every race who have died on behalf of this great country. And 56% of the nation agrees with the president.
On the Senate floor Thursday, Inhofe lauded the National Defense Authorization Act and its passage as fully bipartisan efforts.
Then we'll work to make sure that once again this is a bipartisan conference report that both parties can support and the president can sign.
Trump has threatened to veto a defense spending bill that renames military bases. It's not clear how Inhofe will get the renaming provision out of the $731 billion bill in conference committee. It's included in House and Senate versions, both of which passed on veto-proof majorities. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.